Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Beneath the Bleeding by Val McDermott, narrated by Gerard Doyle. The author opens this book with some lines from Four Quartets, East Coker by T.S. Eliot. Beneath the bleeding hands we feel the sharp compassion of the healer's art. And now, Beneath the Bleeding.
Friday. The phases of the moon have an inexplicable but incontrovertible effect on the mentally ill. Ask any psychiatric nurse. For them, it's a truth universally acknowledged. None of them volunteers for overtime around the time of the full moon, not unless they are absolutely desperate. It's also a truth that makes the behavioral scientists uneasy. It's not something that can be laid at the door of an abusive childhood, or an inability to relate socially. It's an external rhythm that no amount of treatment can override. It drags the tides and it pulls the deranged out of their hampered orbits. The internal dynamics of Bradfield Moor's secure hospital were as susceptible to the undertow of the full moon as its name suggested. According to some of its staff, Bradfield Moor was a warehousing facility for those too dangerously crazy to walk free. To others, it was a haven for minds too fragile for the rough and tumble of life on the outside, and to the rest, it was a temporary refuge that offered the hope of a return to a loosely defined normality. The third group was, unsurprisingly, heavily outnumbered and heartily despised by the other two. That night, it wasn't enough that the moon was full. It was also subject to a partial eclipse.